Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this Thanksgiving celebration is a text from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I will read it here. First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. These are the words of our Lord, and so we pray. Sanctify us, O Lord, by thy truth. Thy word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday, yet it is what the church does. We do, and we are, to give thanks. Give thanks to whom, some may ask? From where all blessings flow, of course. That, you might say, is the law of God, the law of the land. It is what your mother taught you. We are to say please and thank you. We are to count our blessings. But, wait a minute here, then that is when we wiggle and squirm. The truth is, and it is real, it is, in every one of us, there's that thing, there's something there that, well, rather not. Are you surprised when you notice that about yourself? It is one reason we have to be taught to give thanks from the very start. But how is saying, all right, I will, thank you, I have said it, now you can leave me alone? Is that what this is about? Just words to say? Is this really doing what we ought to be doing, thinking, feeling, knowing? It is strange how humans who bring nothing into this world, not even ourselves, and take nothing out of it, not even our own bodies. No, these are given back to the dirt from whence they came. From dust you are taken, and to dust you shall return, as God has Moses remind us. God said that to Adam and Eve. Yes, the little Lent is at hand. Sunday begins Advent. So hearing this is good so to do. And then, what is, as Jesus told that rich farmer, today your soul is required of you. What happens if he may say this very night? So yes, I am saying here, we don't even get to keep that. God may require it of you this very night. Nothing belongs to us. We have made nothing, created nothing, but yes, it is strange that we walk around as if we made everything, and the way some talk, that you would think that they gave birth to themselves or something like that. Ever so independent and want to be so much more. Thinking for a crazy moment that we can be. But in truth, we are forever and always dependent. It is still God who causes the rain to come down, the sun to shine, crops to grow, and creatures to be born. Not us. And what do we do? What do we fail to do? We ungrateful, self-absorbed, spoiled, good for nothing, etc., etc. Yes, yes, we are. Now we can yell and shame and tell all sorts of things, or try all sorts of things to try to get a thank you out of people. But we are far too gone for that to work. Thank you, we might get yelled back at us, but well, it will be that childish kind of one I mentioned above, and not much more. We have to remember that the law can only show us what we are to do and demand it, but never can it produce the right kind of thankfulness or any good work for that matter. So how do we get there from here? Well, first, we cannot. Only God can get us there. Only He can turn us into a good tree bearing good fruit. Only He can replace our hard, stone-like, ungrateful hearts with a living, beating, genuine, caring, and thankful heart in here, in us. The prodigal son is the best narrative that shows how God does this very thing. We are, you know, one of those sons, one of those daughters. Which are you? The publican or the Pharisee? No way to avoid one of those labels. You are one or you're the other. How do you need to be confronted by the Father? Do you know, though, that Jesus said, "He who is forgiven much loves much"? With that, we could also say, they who are given much would be giving thanks much too. They go hand in hand. And that is what the Father is doing with all His children, however they may be. It is God who works this in us. He uses His law and digs and prunes and tears out and tears down. He impoverishes and brings tribulation along with suffering and, yes, hunger and lack and want. And then, many think that's just what God wants to do. That's His goal. That's where He stops, and as if He gets some sort of sadistic pleasure out of that. That's all He does. Makes us miserable. But no, that's not where it stops. Because there is, and then, blessings, abundance, and forgiveness. All by grace. All undeserved. Yeah, undeserved. Because He loves us. Just because. You know that all this good, can be had in a huge, full measure right there in the midst of all sorts of pain, suffering, and calamity? It's amazing. This because it is by faith. And by faith, mountains are moved. By faith, we are well fed, healthy, wealthy, and wise. Always and forever. Maybe not at that moment, but faith knows that God promises and will never be unfaithful in fulfilling them. Never. Yes, it takes the eyes of faith to see that. Yes, it is hard. Yes, most rather not. Actually, all humans rather not, because of our flesh, we rather not. But He comes and saves us all the same. He comes and by His grace, undeserved favor, gives faith from hearing just how much we are forgiven in His great mercy. Yes, He forgives everything. And then again, and then still, provides all we need for this life and for the next, always, always, without fail. So yes, now thank we all our God as we sing that hymn. We can, we are, we will. Out of all that joy which comes from the free gift of salvation and that ability to believe it, and I'm talking about believing it no matter what, even besides the nagging doubt, it sounds like a contradiction, but it isn't. It's just our flesh trying to disturb it. Even beside the nagging doubt, we give thanks, as we are forgiven much, always. So we can love much too. We can give much thanks too, now and always. All things are ours in Christ Jesus. That's what He says. Praise and thanksgiving can be to our great Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.